Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show, the Blog Talk Radio Show, on every night, either 6:30, 8 o'clock, or 9:30, sometimes 11. And I'm going to, the show today is going to be talking, Jesus is going to talk about Jesus' statements about judgment, which I think are very significant, and we have to read what he says in Luke 6, verses 36 to 42 with great care on the issue of judgment, that we should not judge. However, I will give a little bit of background about where I'm coming from, so you guys know that where it's a politically incorrect show, we're not in for political correctness, we're not in for left-wing ideology, we don't believe in media lies, media life, media falsehoods. We like to get at the truth by critical thinking and adequate thought. And let me say this, I'll say this once, ladies and gentlemen, I said it before, books are the key to knowledge and thought. Without books, our society will, as it is, will sink down into virtual darkness. That is, I think that a world without books is a world in darkness, or coming into darkness. In my personal opinion, books are essential, they are basic, they are critical. Okay, and the right books are critical. As Mortimer Adler said in his great book, How to Read a Book, the right books are books like Milton's Paradise Lost. They are like Chaucer. They are Shakespeare. These are the right books. These are the key books. These are the keys to knowledge. These are the keys to life. He gave a big list in that book of books that he thought were important. Which I agree with him, and he said the Bible was the foundation of Western culture. He said it in 1940 in this book, How to Read a Book, and I assure you it is a statement today that would be unacceptable in our secular school system and society. Next, I want to say that I'm a Christian, and I adhere to the creeds of the Church, Apostles, Nicene and Athanasian Creed. I confess them. They constitute my faith, the statement of my faith, and I believe the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, which is also the essence of my faith. And if I read a book, I read C.S. Lewis, I read G.K. Chesterton, I read D.S. Eliot. I do not read left-wing modern nonsense or right-wing. I'm not interested in politics. I'm not interested in political thinking. I'm interested in honest discourse. Next, I want to say that I'm a writer. I've written 10 books, and six of them are Christian books. They are, it says in the Christian worldview. It says in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy. Book on the parables. Two law books, Select Legal Doctrines, Volume 1 and 2. And I've just written a book on the Psalms. 390-page book on the Psalms. The Psalms are the essence of Jewish lyric poetry. They are where we hear the voice of God in Christ. For me, the Psalms are where I hear Christ speaking. They are so profound. They are so significant. They are so great. Whoever wrote them was a genius. Even though we didn't know who he was, and we suppose it was said to be King David, at least for some of them, but if it was King David or whoever it was that wrote those Psalms, they were a great, great talent and genius. And they expressed the being and essence of God in Christ. Next, I am writing a book on the miracles in the Bible. I'm writing two books of blogs, literary, theological, and current events, two blog books. And I'm also writing on the sayings of Christ and eventually on the Book of Job. Book of Job is one of my favorites. He had the form of a Greek play. He was not Jewish. And it seems that he operated out of Greek culture. It's a great book. It's a wonderful book. I think he did get swallowed by a fish. That's what it says. Everything in the Bible says is true. So I guess he was swallowed by a fish. He was gone to Nineveh to convert those people into belief in Christ. God, anyway. I've written three journal articles, major ones on Academicus, an Albanian scientific journal. and one on the United States educational system, and one on sexual orientation discrimination. Both have been bought by hundreds of libraries across the world, and have been bought also by the State Department. And I wrote a book on the criminal procedure in the Syracuse Law Review. That has been bought by the State Department. Many, many libraries across the world, including in China and Japan, and many in Europe. And the United States Supreme Court has bought that particular article. Well, I'm not going to talk about Jesus' statements about judgment. Judgment is a very tricky topic because many people make a lot of judgments about other people. They may feel they don't like them, or liking is not very important. That's talking about feelings when we talk about liking. But a lot of people make judgments about other people. And Jesus is not happy with we human beings making judgments about other people, criticisms, if you will, criticisms about other people, attacks on other people we don't know. Let's take a look at Luke 6, verses 36 to 42. He says, be merciful as your Father is merciful. We have to understand that God the Father doesn't, he is merciful. He forgives. That is the essence of God's nature. He tells us to do the same, to be merciful and forgive. And let's go on in this passage in Luke 6. He says, judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you use in it will be measured back to you. He's saying that we human beings in the world, it is God's role to judge and maybe not condemn. So, but he does say here, don't judge. That's God's job. And you will not be judged. He's saying that but you will be treated the same in judging, not judging other people. You will be treated with love and forgiveness. You will not be judged. And if you condemn, you don't condemn, you will not be condemned. He's saying that you will get back what you give. And more important, he says, forgive and you will be forgiven. Very important. Forgive and you will be forgiven. He's saying that if you don't judge, you'll not be judged. If you don't condemn, you'll not be condemned. If you forgive, you will be forgiven. He's saying that that is God's nature, and that is the world that he wants us to live in, without hostility, without rancor, forgiving, not condemning, not judging. He tells us not to judge, not to condemn, and to forgive, because he's trying to make us realize that we are fallen human beings, and we are not in a position to make judgments. We're not able to make the correct, only God can make the correct judgment. And so he says we must forgive. We shouldn't condemn. We shouldn't judge. Because he's saying we don't have the capacity as human beings to do that. That's God's job. And then he says here, very important, he says, why do you criticize the speck that's in your brother's eye? Why do you go after and criticize and condemn the speck that's in your other's eye and don't notice the log that is in your own eye? He's saying that you are attacking and criticizing someone for some failing, but you're not aware of, so you don't have self-knowledge of your failings, of your defects. He says, look at your own defects first, and then concern yourself with other people's failings. And then he says, how can you say to your brother, brother, let me take out the speck that is in your eye, when you yourself, you don't even see the log that's in your eye? He's saying you don't even have the self-knowledge to understand your failing, to see yourself, the log, the failing, the evil, the what should be criticized about you. He's saying you lack self-knowledge in criticizing your brother for the speck that's in his eye. You don't even see your own failings and faults. He says, hypocrite, take the log out of your own eye. He says, look at your own sin. Look at your own sinful nature. Attend to your failings. And then you will see clearly your brother's fault back that's in your brother's eye. So he's recommending not merely not judging and forgiving and not condemning, but and forgiving to people as we are able to give to them. More to the point, he goes on to say, you have to look at what's in your own eye, your own problems, your own sins, your own sinful nature. He says, why do you focus on your brother's faults, but you're not even aware of your own? And then he says, how can you say to your brother, you should do this, you should do that, when you yourself do not even see the sin and failing that is in your own being? He says, first look to yourself and your own faults, and then you will clearly see the little fault that's in your brother's eye. This section of Luke 6, 36 to 42 is a very important passage, and I've tried to tell you exactly what Jesus means in not judging. He's really saying that, number one, that we are not in a position to make judgments because we are not that smart. We're not that perceptive. Many people make judgments about other people basing on not liking them. Liking is about feelings. Feelings are misleading. We shouldn't concern ourselves with judging or condemning other people. Then he goes on to say we should concern ourselves with our own faults and not the faults of others. So, ladies and gentlemen, I really think you should take a look at this wonderful passage in Holy Scripture, Luke 6, 36 to 42. Take a look at it, think about it, review it, and I've tried to indicate to you in this talk today what the meaning of this Jesus means in this passage. He's talking about not judging, and second, he's talking about self-knowledge. Self-knowledge is very important, because then we're able to see ourselves as we really are and not set out to condemn other people for their faults or their supposed failings. Jesus says, take a look at yourself, then maybe you can take a look at your brother or anybody else for that matter. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this little talk. I hope you'll look at Luke 6, 36 to 42. Every word of Jesus is golden. It is so significant. Every word of Christ is so deep and profound that we must read it 100 times before we can grasp the full import of what he's saying. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk today. I've enjoyed talking about it, and it will be posted tomorrow, probably, where you can listen to it and think about it. Okay, thanks very much.